Hi, this is Craig Valentine, host of Early to Rise Radio. Have you ever wanted to become wealthier, healthier, wiser, or just have more time to appreciate the finer things in life? On this show, we reveal what high performers are doing every day to be more successful without sacrificing their personal lives. Early to Rise Radio is sponsored by the Perfect Day Formula. Get your free copy of this game-changing success guide at freeperfectdaybook.com. Now let's get started with today's show. Let's start with a cold, hard fact. Fact is, you will never have enough money. Now, I know a lot of people say, oh, that money doesn't buy happiness, but Grant Cardone has a great reply to that money doesn't make you happy statement. He says, neither does poverty. Poverty doesn't make you happy. And I'll tell you what, no matter what you think of money, we're going to change your mindset and help you build your wealth today, because here's what money does for you. It takes care of hospital bills for you and your family. It helps your kids pay for college and make sure that you don't have to put your parents in a bad nursing home. It makes sure that you don't have to grind forever at a job that you don't love. It allows you to retire. It allows you to order whatever you want at a restaurant instead of sitting there debating between what you really want and that other item that you're going to settle for that is $15 cheaper. I know you've been there. I know I've been there. Even recently, I'm still trying to escape that money mindset sometimes. But now I order the most expensive steak because I do love my Kobe beef. And you know what? Money also allows you to go to Italy, Japan, and Hong Kong, three places I think that everybody should go, and they're my favorite places. It allows you to do so many things. Allows you to have a great impact on the world. And so listen, I'm going to teach you today to look at money in a very unique way. It'll change your mindset about money, and it'll get you out there so that you can start doing what is right to grow your wealth for all the right reasons, okay? All the right reasons in all the right ways. Hi, this is Craig Ballantyne, host of Early to Rise Radio, and today I'm going to share with you my wealth secrets, and I'm going to call upon one of my friends, Bedros Koulian, to share his wealth secrets as well. Because you know what? Money has allowed me to do a lot of cool things because money is a tool. And money allowed me to go to a 5-star expensive weekend in Miami recently, allowed me to be there coaching my high-level mastermind group members, allowed me to put an amazing event on for them, allowed me to take them to one of my favorite restaurants in Miami called Il Gabbiano. It allowed me to then stay at the Fountain Blue Hotel, which is one of where one of James Bond's movies, Goldfinger, had a scene from at the Fountain Blue Hotel, where Jill Masterson is painted gold and left for dead. And it's also interesting where I had Michael Masterson speak to me at an event, which was very interesting. A little coincidence on the Mastersons being at the Fountain Blue. But I've been able to do really cool things. I've been able to drive Ferraris in Italy. I've been able to drive BMWs and Porsches in Germany. And listen, I don't say to this impress you, but to impress upon you what you can do with money. It's also allowed me to donate tens of thousands of dollars every year, sometimes to Toys for Tots, sometimes to Shriners Hospital. But I could be donating more if I was adding more value to the world and generating more wealth, because money is a tool. Now think of what you could do with money right now. If you had more money, you could pay off debts. Even if they're bad debts, hopefully you'll never get into bad debt again, but it'll pay off good debt too. It'll allow you to invest in things. I've just taken some money, invested in some real estate. Money allows you to do good things because money is a tool. So I'll explain that in a second. But first, I just want to mention that Early to Rise Radio, our show here today, with over 100 5-star reviews on iTunes, and I'd love yours there too. But Early to Rise Radio is brought to you by my new book, Unstoppable, and you can get a free copy of that at beunstoppablebook.com. Just pay the shipping and handling. And it's so worth it because a little bit of money invested there will help you build an unstoppable plan to increasing your wealth. Now, as you all know, wealth and money are vehicles to freedom and lifestyle, okay? We get money and we use them to build our life. We use them to help us stop doing a job we don't like and go and find other things we like to do that add value to the world and allow us to replace our income. Money allows us to give to the community. Money allows you to give to your church. Money allows you to share it with your family when they need it. Money allows you to do things in exchange of value. Remember, years and years and years ago, they used seashells instead of money. It's just a store of value. It doesn't make you a better person, but it allows you to have more freedom in your life, okay? So people that are wealthier than you are not better than you. They just have more tools than you. It's like having more snow shovels in the garage, okay? So imagine a snowstorm where you didn't have a shovel. That'd suck, right? Now, imagine life without money. Also very difficult. But flip that. Imagine during that snowstorm, you had a lot of shovels, or better yet, you had a lot of snow blowers, and you had people around to use them. Now, imagine if you had lots of money to use properly in your life. Listen, I want you to ignore the silly news media reports about lottery winners that win all the money and then go broke and get divorced and all that stuff. That's not how money is used as a tool. No, when money is used as a tool, think about the wealthiest, most charitable person in your town. Or from your alma mater, if you went to college, the person who's bringing back money, investing in hospitals and research centers. That's how money can be used as a tool for the greater good. That's how money can be used to grow your community. Maybe you can have a better softball diamond in your town. Maybe you can give equipment to schools. You can buy books for people. I buy a ton of books off Amazon. I don't get to read most of them, but when I do read them, I donate them to the local library. I just give them to a bookstore. I'm like, I don't want this book anymore because I've read it once and I don't really like collecting books up on bookshelves. So I give them away. Just like I give away toys at Toys for Tots. Money allows you to do good things. Listen to this, Bill Gates. Love him or hate him or just be grateful for him and his money in this world. Look what he's done to eradicate polio. So this is from their website. Over the past three decades, the world has made tremendous progress towards the eradication of polio. In 1988, when it was present in 125 countries and it paralyzed 350,000 people every year, primarily young children, there was a goal set to eradicate polio. And since then, Bill Gates has funded a lot of this. And today, they've eradicated polio by 99%. Saving more than 13 million children from polio, or from polio and paralysis. India stopped having the virus in 2011 because of money used as a tool. And I want you to understand that. Today, there's only 40 cases of polio every year. It's amazing because money was used as a tool. Now, the thing is, there's more diseases. There's more snowstorms. We're going to need more money for our future. Think about your parents, your aging parents. What are you going to help them do when they want to stay at home? They don't want to move. They don't want to move from their home they've been in 40, 50 years. If you don't have money, they'll have to move. But if you have enough tools, they will be able to make their lifestyle accessible, their home accessible, and stay there. So let's go get some money because there's always going to be more problems. Now, before we share that, I want to mention one thing is that Bedros Koulian and I, you're about to hear an episode of our Empire podcast from empirepodcast.com. Please go and if you like this show, please go to, find the Empire podcast show on iTunes with me and Bedros. Give us a five-star review. Have over 300, but we'd love to get to 500 five-star reviews there. And save these dates, August 16th and 17th, 2019, for the first ever Empire Summit in San Diego, California, with myself, with a couple of Navy SEALs, with Bedros Koulian. We have real estate speakers. We have Billy Jean, the marketing guru, is going to be speaking there. We have a couple of other speakers that are going to be soon announced. It's going to be absolutely amazing. Two full days. At night, we're going to have round tables. So it's going to be full day either Thursday or I think it's a Friday, and then we're going to have roundtables at night where you get to talk to the experts. Then we're going to have a full day on Saturday. You're going to have two presentations, maybe even three or four presentations from me, two or three presentations from Bedros. It's going to be absolutely amazing. So save the dates, August 16th and 17th for our first ever Empire Summit. You won't believe how amazing it's going to be because we're going to help you earn wealth and build your wealth and build your empire, just like we do at our masterminds for our Empire Mastermind group and on the podcast that you're going to listen to. And when you have earned your wealth, you can be as free as you can be. Don't let your broken relationship with money hold you back. Don't think money is bad. Don't look at it the way you used to look at it, the way your parents looked at it. Instead, remember, money is a tool for lifestyle and freedom. What I want you to do now is listen to the five universal laws that Bedros and I share and why you need to fix your relationship with money. And you're going to learn how to deliver hard advice that will help your sales go up. You're going to understand how to construct the right business model that is simple and helps you grow your wealth. And it's going to help you put more money and tools into your life. All right. So The last thing I want to say is that when you earn money, you can earn your freedom. And Bedros says, he has this really strong quote in the podcast. He says, knowledge alone will not create wealth. You only get paid for done. So let's go over and get those five universal laws to help you build more tools in your toolbox.
I just saw one of the best money-making posts on Instagram. Do you want to hear about it?
Bedros? I do. Who did it?
It was this guy named Pedros Koulian, I think. Hi, my name is Craig Ballantyne. Welcome to the Empire Podcast Show. And we are going to go through a really awesome post that you put on Instagram, B. It's called The Four Universal Laws of Creating Wealth. I don't know where you came up with this, but let's go through them. And I'm going to add in a fifth one. So let's take the first one, which says, don't just gather knowledge, execute on it. It's the only way to fix broke and create wealth.
Yeah, man. So this past weekend, I was in beautiful Miami, Florida, at an event called Conclave of Warriors. Spoke alongside of three amazing Navy SEALs, an ATF agent, alcohol, tobacco, firearms agent, who actually infiltrated the Hell's Angels. Wow. What a story. And then took them down. And of course, myself and Brad Lee were two of the entrepreneurs who were speaking on stage. And as I was speaking, I realized we have a bunch of people in the audience. And I said, guys, you guys are part of the 5% of the world who is actively seeking out knowledge. Like, you left your homes, you got on an airplane, you're paying for the hotel, and you're sitting in the audience, and you're part of the 5% of the world who's seeking out knowledge. But knowledge alone, information alone, will not create wealth and will not take you away from broke. You got to now ascend to that 1% where you take that knowledge and you apply it into your business, into your personal life, and create an outcome, because you only get paid for done. And the moment I saw that, I said that, I saw literally hundreds of heads go down and write that down. And I knew in that moment, most people are gathering information in life. It's those who take the information and apply it to their life that actually make the money and make the impact.
Absolutely.
The next one is, business is all about solving problems. And the bigger the problems that you can solve and the more sophisticated the problems that you can solve, the more you can charge. And it's really about charging what you're worth. Not enough people charge what they're worth, man. They believe that, well, you know what? If my competition is charging X for the same service or product that I have, I should be charging somewhere around that.
Yeah, absolutely. And then there's one other thing here is that we've talked about this before, about this soft advice versus hard advice stuff. And listen, people don't, it's how people see their problems. Yes, everybody needs mindset, everybody needs motivation, but if somebody doesn't see that as a problem, you're not gonna be able to create a business out of it. You have to go and deliver hard advice. Hard advice being, help somebody lose weight or change their body.
Yep.
Number two, help them to get more money, make more money. You gotta help people do that. That's hard, hard advice. And the third one is get more sex. And that can be a whole bunch of things, but it's gotta be direct information on that. And then you deliver the mindset and motivation to whatever customer you have in any industry, help build their confidence. But you have to understand their big problems are sex, money, and their body, and that in their mind.
Yep.
And that's what matters.
Yep.
So you have to remember that. And you, when you can solve a problem, solve that problem in their life, like Fit Body Bootcamp is solving a problem for millions of people right now, then you have a much bigger business than trying to be the mindset coach, which is so tough to sell.
You know, and that's really good advice, man. And that's something I want to kind of dovetail on what you said. Fit Body Bootcamp is helping so many people solve the problem of, I can't lose weight.
Yeah.
I don't know what to eat. Mm-hmm. I don't have so much time to work out for an hour and a half. So what do we have? We have 30-minute workouts. We give them done-for-you meal plans that work for their lifestyle.
Yep.
And then we tell them, when you come in here, just turn off your brain and go through our four-station rotation that the coach is going to put you through.
Yep.
Leave it all on the floor. You can do anything for 30 minutes and they get results. And so this is why we can charge a lot more than what someone's charging running an outdoor boot camp somewhere.
Yeah.
People will charge $49, $59, maybe $99, but we're charging well above $150 a month for essentially the same service, because we constantly produce more results. And then we take those results, make them before and after pictures and share them on social media, on our websites, and we talk about it. We have them framed up on all the locations. And so people go, well, wait a minute, if you're offering boot camp, they're offering boot camp, how come they're charging $79 a month and you guys are charging two or three times that? Because even though we offer the same product, which I still argue that it's not the same product, we have better quality coaches, we have more specific nutrition plans, and our workouts kick ass, But even let's say it's the same thing. We simply take the results that we've gotten for people, make before and after pictures, get testimonials, and we just overwhelm society with thousands of before and after pictures, proving that we are better than anyone who attempts to do what we do. Therefore, we can charge more.
Yeah, but you also solve additional problems when you have a better location and you have, you know, like you solve the problem of them like, well, where am I going to shower? Like, that's a problem. And so you're solving more problems. You're solving one big, huge problem, but you've decided to evolve and grow your business and make sure you solve more and more problems. So the third rule about the universal law, pardon me, of creating wealth is you will never create wealth without fixing your broken relationship with money.
Yeah.
Oh, man, game changer.
Yeah. Most people think they have a marketing problem, a sales problem, a systems problem, that maybe it's even an industry problem. It's too competitive in my industry, or the customers that we serve are broke and poor and whatever. I'm here to tell you that most of you watching and listening to this episode right now have a money mindset problem. They are broke or they are struggling in business because they believe they're not worthy of money. They believe that they can't charge more. They believe that money is bad. They were taught that maybe money is bad by their family, by their school teachers, grandparents, whatever it is. And if you have a bad association, relationship with money, you simply will do everything you can to then back up that belief system by constantly sabotaging yourself to prove that, see, money is bad. It doesn't come to me. I'm not able to attract it.
And it's mostly through procrastination, because all these people that are struggling with money, it's not like they don't know what to do.
Yeah.
In most cases, like, they know I got to go and create a website. I got to create an opt-in page. I got to create a sales letter. I got to learn how to write copy. I just can't do it, Craig. I hear this all the time. Yeah. I don't know what's wrong with me. I just won't go through and follow through. And so it's not a mechanical issue, it's a mental issue. And you have to, you know, fix that, whether it's fear of rejection, which I think is huge with a lot of people.
Huge.
Imposter syndrome, which is huge with a lot of people. And you have to solve that by understanding that you are skilled, you are worthy. And the fear of rejections, you have to go back and figure out what caused you to get, you know, so fearful of rejection in the first place. You have to do a lot of deep work here to break those chains between money and your mindset so that you become more abundant thinking. And this, I was actually just having this conversation with a Fit Body owner recently. I was like, man, I just can't go to the next level, next level, next level. He knows what to do. And he said, you know, he said, I go to all the coaching events and I just don't go home and do it. And I said, listen, it's because you have to remove those chains. And it's very similar analogy to when I talk, you know, everybody knows they should do a to-do list, right?
Yep.
And everybody's got a to-do list. You got a million things to do, yet you don't get them all done. Because you haven't built a not to-do list of all the distractions and temptations. You got to get rid of the distractions and temptations, and then you'll go and do the right things. And it's the same with your mindset. You got to get rid of the ball and chain and anchor that's weighing you down. And then, only then can you go and think abundantly, but you have to get rid of the negatives first.
That's exactly right. So let's talk about the fourth universal law of creating wealth.
Yes.
And this one, I'm convinced that there's something about the universe or the higher power that creates this. But I always talk about that the more, you know, you have a duty to make an obscene amount of money in life. And the reason for that is you have to let your cup overflow so that you can share that wealth with the causes you believe in, your church or the charities that you want to back up. Because the more you give, the more you get. See, the most selfish people I know are people who just make enough to get by, who just make enough to take care of themselves, but not enough to give to causes and charities and churches. They're the ones, by the way, these are the greediest and most selfish people who go stand back and go, you know, someone should do something about that. Why don't you be the person to do that? So make an obscene amount of money, because the universal law of wealth creation is the more you give, the more you get. That's just how it is. I don't know why it's that way, but it is. And so if you can make an obscene amount of money and share that wealth with the causes, charities, and churches that you believe in, the universe will give you more opportunities. You still have to walk through those doors, but the opportunities of the doors of opportunities will literally multiply for you.
Absolutely. And so I have a lot of people come to my workshops and they'll talk about, you know, there's something, there's been a you know, one of my family members is sick with cancer. And then they'll say, you know what? My goal is to make 20 grand a month. Doesn't compute. Like, just think, like, if you make $2 million a month, think of all the money you could give to cancer research so that no, you know, future relatives would get sick.
Yeah.
Like, it's just a total mindset shift that money, one of your favorite phrases that you ever said that I tell people all the time is, because they have a bad money mindset, is money is a vehicle to lifestyle and freedom.
Yeah.
It's a tool. It's like, you know how you go out in the backyard and you have a shovel? That's the same thing that money is, a tool to be used to sometimes buy cars, but most of the time to change the world so it's better for you and your family and everyone around you. So yeah, like those people who sit back and go, I wish somebody was doing something about it. Go make a ton of money go make a ton of money, and you can do something about it all day long.
Amen.
And it was, so I'm right now, I'm watching a Grant Cardone video, as you know, because I was looking at the four rules that you posted. And Grant Cardone made a video today about 10X, about how he says, you know, it's never been enough for me. In our society, we cannot tell people I want more. It's bad, right? I've always wanted 10X more, he said. I want you to have 10X more, because here's what's going to happen. Some of what you have is going to be taken away from you. And this planet, the planet we live on, it takes away stuff, right? Business industries fall apart, coaching, you know, think cycles end, he said. Health leaves you. Age happens. Things change. And he's giving the same message. And he says, I've watched entire industries be destroyed. And so if you don't make more money now while you can, you are going to lose out. Your parents are getting sick. We talked about this before. Something's going to happen. You can never have enough money because you can never have enough tools. It's like if you want to have the greatest garden in the world, you wouldn't go, well, I just have one shovel and that's good enough.
Not enough.
No, you're going to go out there and get everything from Home Depot. And again, if you look at money in a different way, not the thing that was bad that only rich people had that your parents frowned on because they were blue collar workers and worked really hard for their money. And they knew one person who made money or, you know, stole some money and they just totally ruined you and money for life. No, you got to get over that. And again, money is a tool to lifestyle and freedom. And that's probably one of the most important messages we can give you today.
Hey, man, that is a very powerful message. And I'm glad you shared this post that I did, because oftentimes we get so caught up in all the specifics. We sometimes have to give the 30,000 foot level view of just what is wealth creation. And it is these four things. And of course, what you shared, the fifth one here, with what Grant Cardone said, like things, cycles and phases are going to end. And if the getting is good right now, get as much of it as you can. Don't be apologetic about it, because you never realize how much money you're going to need in life.
Yeah, absolutely. And so you're ready. You are ready to break the chain. You are good enough. You are smart enough. You're strong enough. You are not an imposter. You're not going to fear rejection any longer. You're going to go out there and you charge what you're worth, because you have great value to bring to the world. So when you can change that, and when you can change it is now. So go out and do that. Make the ask. Help the world. Add more value. Make the world a better place. And you become wealthy in spirit and also in the bank account.
Hope you enjoyed that show. I know you did. Please leave us a little review on iTunes, and please make sure to block those dates and go to empirebusinesssummit.com. Get on the mailing list, get on the early bird registration list. I'm also doing a special social media day the day before. So on the 16th, then we're doing the Empire on the 15th, then we're doing the 16th and 17th. For the Empire Summit, then I'm doing a workshop on the 18th. So there's only six people at the workshops. Bedros has been to the workshop. A lot of our speakers have been to the workshop. And if you want to come to one of my Perfect Life workshops, and especially that one on August 18th in San Diego, go to perfectlifeworkshop.com to apply to work with me, okay? I can't wait to see you at the Empire event. I can't wait to hear what you thought of the show. Send me a direct message on Instagram at RealCraigValentine or email us at support@earlytorise.com. All right, now go out there and use your money wisely and build your wealth quickly so that you can go and live the life of your dreams and support other people as they do too.